Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode, we Zoom with Cassidy Pope. New album, Rise and Shine. Cassidy joined us on release day, Friday, August the 7th of 2020. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Cassidy Pope.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
Well, we played you a clip of the title track of the brand new Cassidy Pope album, Rise and Shine, earlier, and she is absolutely like singing her face off before this thing is over. It was just an incredible performance. We had just played Wasted by Carrie Underwood, and then we played this clip teasing that you were going to be here and go, look, I'm telling you, this girl's got the goods.
Thank you for playing me next to Carrie.
That's right. Good company.
Well, congratulations on the new album. Today is the big day. It's long awaited in an artist's life. From the time that it started to the day of release today, how long, how much time has passed in your life?
It's been 2 months. So It's the quickest album process / release I've ever had. I decided to just do this album a couple of weeks into quarantine, and I had these songs already that were written, so I just went ahead and started the process with my producer, Todd Lombardo, who just nailed it. And we did everything remotely. So I recorded vocals. The only thing I did, like, with him in the same room were 2 days doing vocals in a studio, and that's it.
You know, Cassidy, it's Megan Alexander. I've interviewed you on the red carpet before. And first, I just got to say, I always love seeing what you're doing with your hair. I'm going to be girly for a minute because you're so cute. And go check out her social media. She's got such fun, different looks. Before we talk a bit more about the music, I'm curious, like, how has quarantine life changed you? Have you tried any new hobbies, or what have you used or done with this extra time that you found on your hands? I know you've said that some of these songs are a reflection of that.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely more about looking back at the things that I've been through. And some of the songs are more relevant to where I am in my life right now, but mostly they're about looking back. And I feel like that's kind of been a lot of people's experience with this downtime. It's just you have all the time in the world to think and reflect. And that's like the whole point of this record, is I hope that people hopefully give them permission to look back, even if it's hard, because I feel like that's really essential in order to move forward in life. But yeah, quarantine has been kind of nice. I mean, I've enjoyed being home. I miss touring and traveling, but I do love, I mean, like, this dog is just sitting here. This is basically what quarantine looks like.
Hey there.
My dog's very happy. I've like gotten a lot better at cooking, which I never thought I'd see the day.
Ooh, hey, so what's your go-to?
Yeah. What do you cook?
My go-to is really simple, but I just kind of made up a recipe for chicken and rice that's got like sriracha and soy sauce and like peppers and onions and stuff. And I just like got confident one night in the kitchen. I was like, I'm going to whip something up, and it turned out great. So
when was the last time you played for a live audience in person?
I just was talking to my guitar player last night about this, because he played with me last night for my release party on YouTube, and we figured it out. It was December for this 90s country throwback night I hosted at Exit Inn here in Nashville, and I had a bunch of friends come out and sing, and it was, I mean, honestly, it was kind of symbolic in a way of like our last hurrah, because something like that can't happen right now. But yeah, it's the longest I've gone not playing a live show for an audience since I was 18 years old. I did the math.
There's a lot of symbolism in the title track of the album. Set it up for us. We're going to feature it, Rise and Shine, which is particularly important for morning radio and television people, I want to add.
I know. know. It's like, I mean, hopefully it's like your theme song when you wake up in the morning before work. Yeah, the hope is that the song kind of helps people see the light at the end of the tunnel. It doesn't mean that you can't feel emotions and feel like it's okay to not be okay, but it's also important to be able to tell yourself, I am going to be okay in the end. It's just going to hurt for a minute. And we're all going through this in different ways, and we're all handling quarantine and everything happening in the world in general differently. But I think it's safe to say that we're all a little conflicted and a little, it's like a jolt, you know, to what our regular lives usually are. So I hope this song makes people feel a little bit more hopeful.
You mentioned you did this album in a record time, like a couple of months, but you had the songs ready. How long has Rise and Shine been a part of your life? And did you write it?
I did write it. I wrote it with my friends, Danny Orton and Matt Scannell. And this song actually was one of the first songs I wrote when I came to town. So it's probably, 2013. So like 7 years old. But I feel like, I don't know. So for some reason, I feel like my music the last few years has really just been really organic in a way of these songs are coming out when they're supposed to come out, even if I've written them prior to, projects I've already released. Because this song, I think, it's the perfect timing for this song. This song was meant to come out now to help people and to make them feel better. So, I don't regret saving it all these years.
Feel Better Friday, that's what we'll call it, courtesy of Cassidy Pope. This is Rise and Shine. Cassidy Pope, new music, title track, Rise and Shine. It's almost biblical there. Don't let that darkness take over during this time. Rise and Shine on Coffee Country and Cody. There's one point, Megan, where she holds that note. I was looking at the clock. I think it's about 20 seconds you go there without being able to get a breath in, and you nailed it.
Yes, beautiful. Cassidy, you did some songwriting work with your boyfriend Sam also on this album. And I hear that the two of you get some inspiration sometimes at your favorite local Mexican restaurant. Is that right? Over a margarita?
We love El Fuego. It is one of our favorite Mexican spots. And the margaritas are very good, very strong. So, we get some of our best ideas after some margaritas. But he sang on a song called California Dreaming. So I cannot wait for people to hear it. He just took it to a whole new level with his voice. He's so good.
And that is Sam Palladio for people when you reference Sam, whom we all met into our lives in living rooms on the television show series Nashville.
That is correct. And he's been on the opera stage many times.
As have you. By the way, happy early birthday by about 3 weeks. You got a birthday later this month, don't you?
I do. I'm turning 31, guys.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Well, you know what they say. You're now in your 30s.
Yeah.
That's how that rolls. All right. Little California Dreaming as we close. She referenced it. The new album is Rise and Shine. It's out today. This is Cassidy Pope.
But I'm California dreaming still. And I always will.
So any idea, Cassidy, before we go on when you will be back out next? When will we see you for the first time in front of a live audience? Have those discussions taken place?
I wish I knew the answer to that. Everything that I had planned for the fall, all of those shows have moved to next year. So unfortunately, it's looking like next year, which is crazy to think about.
Mm, it is.
Have you had a food We talked about margaritas El Fuego. Have you had a food weakness, a snack weakness that has taken over during quarantine?
Oh, well, I've managed to kick it, but Sam and I were addicted to Doritos sweet spicy chili.
Oh, so good.
I like it.
Yes.
She just admitted it. We were addicted.
How did you kick it? That's what I want to know.
Somebody did an intervention. Hey, we got to get to the break. Thank you, Cassidy, so much. We love what you do. And thanks for joining
Cassidy.
Us to share
Bye.
It.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.